Wednesday night. Hey, Tishrei. Okay, a few halachas. One is that the table in the house has to be set for Yom Kippur, even though you're not using the table, obviously, for a meal, but it has to be set. It should look like Yom Tov in the house. The house has to be cleaned, and the table has to be set. The going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, according to some Gaonim, a bracha is made, so it's much more of a minug / chiyuv than anything, than other tefillos would be for a regular, let's say. There's a shita that you have to make a bracha on it. And there's a hakpada on chatzitza. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that even though normally by tefillos Ezra, let's assume for a moment that the purpose of the tefillah, it's really a shaila what the purpose of the tefillah is. If it's for tahara purposes or for, it's like for tshuva purposes, like a gerish and a zgayer, like you go to the mikvah. But the pashtas, we assume it's for tahara purposes. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that for Tfilas Ezra, there is a hakpod on chatzitza, or at least on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a hakpod on chatzitza on a miyut hamakbid, that would be. And therefore, a person should be careful about that chatzitza too. About a chatzitza of a miyut hamakbid. Even though it's only a drabonon, and the whole tefillah is only drabonon, but as I say, it has sources that looks at it as a chiyuv gomor, and or close to a chiyuv, and therefore you should be careful about a chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And finally, the substitute of teskavin that you may or may not have heard of, instead of going to the mikvah, is possible, at least as a b'dievet, if one finds it difficult to go to the mikvah. But there's a question in the achronim, of course, if a shower would be considered tisha kabin, it's not coming from a kli, it's mechuba lekarka, and it's not coming mikoach gavra, and there are certain technicalities which might not be mekuyim with a shower. So it's not poshut at all that a shower is tes kabin. Okay.